says that there are real economic impacts occurring now. I had thought that these impacts would be sometime in the future, that they would be very small, not very noticeable in the next few years, but that's simply not the case.
And what are the economic implications of the report's conclusions for Florida?
Well, first, rising sea levels. They are occurring and they're having a significant impact already. In Florida, we have extensive and expensive programs for beach renourishment. That comes about because of the erosion, and the rate of erosion is increasing because of global warming. In part, that's causing sea levels to rise, which erodes the beach. In part, that causes higher storm surges. Even though we haven't had many hurricanes, we still have significant amount of storm events that are eroding the beaches at a faster rate. And because beaches are so important to the Florida economy, we spend millions and millions of dollars putting those beaches back. People also will see it in higher insurance costs. Even though we have citizens' property insurance that tends to keep insurance rates down, this report of rising temperatures and higher storm frequencies is going to cause the underwriters who set insurance rates to set those rates higher. So all Floridians will start to see direct economic effects. And then we've been very worried about the algal blooms in our springs. Regrettably, the legislature didn't do anything about it this year. But in part, those algal blooms are stimulated by higher temperatures. For every 10 degrees increase in temperature, chemical transactions double in rate. So there is an effect of this warming.
A new report from RealtyTrack shows investors have a strong interest in Florida, that they're paying cash for various properties. But if our weather continues to get worse, will we see less interest from investors or even snowbirds?
Probably not, because their weather's going to get worse. So they're going to have some of the same problems we have. But in a sense, it won't be as cold in New Hampshire 20 years from now as it is now. And that could have some effect on the margin.
You talked a little bit about insurance and with flood insurance. What's going on with the federal and state government that affects the rates for premiums that people pay?
Well, it was a big attempt by the federal government to change the flood insurance, the National Flood Insurance Program, and to end the big subsidies. There was such an outcry that Congress backed off from putting that on a pure economic footing. So there still is significant amounts of subsidy. But over time, as those subsidies become more and more expensive, people across the United States are going to be less and less willing to subsidize flood-prone areas. And Florida has a significant amount of flood-prone area.
What does climate change mean for Florida agriculture?
Well, it is affecting Florida agriculture now. We're seeing an increasing amount of all types of bugs and problems. I mean, part of the citrus problem has been described as being exacerbated by higher temperatures. It's not caused by higher temperatures. But over time, with rising temperatures, there will be impacts on agricultural production in the state. There is also competition for fresh water, and that probably is the biggest threat to Florida agriculture in some parts of the state, that irrigation water will be less and less available. There'll be less and less ability to pump water out of the aquifer for agricultural purposes. Now, in part, that comes because of urbanization. But in part, it also comes from global warming, which causes more salinization of the coastal wells and therefore more difficulty in treating that water and higher prices.
What about the other side of this argument, that to curtail global warming might harm the economic interests of, say, big oil and all the jobs that come from that industry? How do we balance those interests?
Well, there will be those trade-offs, but those kind of trade-offs are inevitable in every market economy. I mean, the advent of automobiles killed the buggy industry and the buggy whips. So the world will change technologically, and the sooner we start to deal with the changes, the easier it is. But there will be regulations, too. I mean, the coal industry is a great risk. In the short run, one of the best things we can do to limit global warming in the short run is to reduce carbon soot. And over time, there'll be other technological solutions probably that we can't even dream of now to deal with these issues of global warming. But the point of this is we're seeing effects today.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Amy.